This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, it is Art Week at the University of Otago, and plenty coming up through the course of that week, including on Thursday, a hui called Music Talks, all about empowering diversity in the music community. We thought we'd find out a little bit more about that. Joining us on the line now, Kelsey Frost, part of the USA events team. Morena, Kelsey, good to have you with us.
Kia ora, Jeff. How's it going?
Very good. Thank you very much. Now, this event, this hui on Thursday, Kelsey's part of the USA Arts Week lineup. It is a busy week. What is Arts Week all about?
So Art Week is something we run annually. Usually it's in August every year. This year we brought it up a little bit earlier to kind of give a bit of life back to campus after the start of the year we've had. It's all about embracing creativity, and we offer a whole bunch of little events going on just to kind of celebrate anything creative. And we've got things like the art exhibition running all week, a future DJ competition workshop, obviously the music talks, there's a crochet workshop, there's paint and sip, just anything fun and artsy, yeah.
Well, let's talk about music talks, funnily enough. This is a new event. What inspired that?
So Music Talks was something I sat down kind of off the back of one of our other events in Art Week, the Future DJ Comp, and I felt like the Future DJ Comp had a bit of a male dominance to it, and I said if I was a female, I wouldn't necessarily feel like this was something I could be a part of, and what was some kind of event that someone who may not fit, you know, in the stereotypical, especially in the music industry, there's a male-dominated field, where I could fit in and where I could go. And kind of instead of doing, okay, we've got this DJ workshop, we're going to do a female DJ workshop, it kind of evolved into like, well, how about we just open that conversation up, and how about we talk about why we don't feel empowered to participate in things that we should be able to participate in. There's no, you know, there's no sign on the door saying no, not welcome. The workshop is all about empowering diversity and creativity. Yeah,
should be an interesting kōrero on Thursday. You've got a panel together to kick things off. Tell us about your panelists.
Yes, my panel is brilliant. I'm so happy with it. We have a local artist, local legend Lani Allo, who is a Pacifica musician. He is in a great part of the Dunedin culture. He has recently moved up to Auckland, so he's coming back down to kind of speak on his experience. We've got Fia, who has just released a new album, in Tadeo, and we also have Sarah Model, who works in the tour management industry, and Vanilla Stratton, who also does artist management, but yeah, tour stuff as well.
And you've got Adelaide Cara hosting the event?
Yes, they are our question master, sorry. They've done amazing things within the local community. They obviously do great things at Radio 1 as well, and I think they'll lead the conversation into something really interesting.
So, Kelsey, who would be welcome to attend this event?
Anyone. So NZ Music Commission have very generously funded this event, so we've been able to make it completely free. There'll be drinks and nibbles on arrival. And it should be a very good night.
And what will the format be?
So, yeah, we'll have a little bit of a mix and mingle at the start. There'll be a roughly two-hour hui, depending on, you know, how the conversation can sometimes get carried away. So if it kind of gets more in-depth, that's totally fine. And then, yeah, two-hour mixer afterwards.
Nice. When you're looking at this sort of globally, what are your hopes here? How would you describe the aims of this hui?
I think it's just to be a part of the conversation. I had a lot of trouble last year thinking how, seeing what was going on in the world around me and not knowing what to do, where to go, how to help. And this feels like, you know, people in a very deep pond, but you know, it's a start. The only thing you can do is talk about it.
I imagine there will be some interesting conversations. No doubt, if you want the hui to have some power, you're going to want to take some lessons forward from that. How do you think you might gather together those responses and apply whatever you learn to the future?
I think if this responds well, it's something that we could probably put on more often. And it is just getting, like, learning from other people's experiences, seeing other people's sides. And, you know, the panel's great, but, you know, we could kind of, there's an endless conversation of who we could have had. So, you know, you can never not learn from other people. And if someone could go away and go, okay, cool, I'm just going to approach one situation differently, that would be amazing.
All right, the Music Talks Hui gets underway 6 o'clock on Thursday evening, part of a very busy Art Week program at the University of Otago. Tell us about the venue, whether people need to register, etc. Thanks, Kelsey.
Yep, so they can register on our OUC website. As I said, it's a free event, so it's not essential, but it's just kind of good to know where our numbers are sitting and how many seats to put out. But it's at Deja Vu on Stewart Street.
All right. 6 o'clock, things get underway. It might go through about 10 or so. I'm sure the conversation will probably go on longer than that as well. Hey, Kelsey, thanks for taking some time to join us here on ORFM. All the best to you and the events team as you coordinate what is no doubt a busy and exciting events week and art week for you. Appreciate the time you've taken. Hopefully we can catch up again.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.